1270, Tiger Transit Center.
1270, how can I help you?
Hi, I have a customer who lost his wallet on a 12 bus earlier today. I think it might be my leader that just left a few minutes ago. He seems to think that the driver that he saw pull away was the driver of the bus that he was on earlier. It arrived at the Tiger Transit Center at about 11:50 earlier today. So I'm wondering if you might be able to contact that driver, if that in fact is the one, or maybe just send it out to all the 12s, see if anybody found the wallet. He's a commercial fisherman, and he needs all of his credentials. He's leaving town to go back to Alaska very soon, and he was hoping to avoid the whole lost and found process.
Yeah, it's not his leader. His leader's already called me and reported that he was stopped by him as well. So he basically is stopping 12s. There's not much I can do if the bus driver has the wallet, if he's not actively on the bus, I mean, unless I'm, you know, can tell them that he's just hanging out at Tiger Transit Center all day waiting for the buses to come back.
Okay, so I'm a little bit confused. What would you like me to tell him?
Well, unfortunately, either he can... I guess what he would need to do is follow what the directions were that the other one or two drivers that he has stopped told him, which is to call the 1-800-RIDE and report that to customer service. Customer service can probably follow up a little bit better as well. And they can ask him a few more questions to try to pinpoint what bus he may have left it on, and or to call... lost and found, unfortunately, on Monday. I can put a message out to the 12s, but again, if the person isn't on the bus and I'm putting a message out to the 12s, I have no way of contacting that person to let them know that their wallet is on a particular bus. If he calls customer service can then find what bus the wallet is on and then give him a call back and say, okay, this is where the wallet's at. This is where they're going to be at this time. Would you like to meet them? So he really does need to call customer service.
Okay. I wasn't aware that we had customer service available on the weekends as an 800 number as opposed to the 503-238-RIDE that handles stuff like this on the weekends.
It would be the 238-RIDE, and yes, we have customer service 7 days a week.
Okay.
Do you have a phone, sir?
My mother's phone. Mine's dead right this second.
Okay. Can you give me that phone number?
The phone number for the phone that's lost, or my phone number?
Some way to contact you.
Yes, 971-320-5269.
Okay.
And
971-222-9473. 9473. Okay. All right, thanks.
1232.
Did you get those numbers?
Yes,